So that is the section on gay and lesbian. Now, you notice that I did not say anything about the Patrick's Pub, which has now recently become just Patrick's. I have no idea why that is. Maybe the fat ones can answer me that in a nice email or a voicemail. So, but that's just a little insight to the gay and lesbian nightlife according to Charleston and Savannah. I really don't know why Patrick's isn't in there. Apparently, there used to be, live lube wrestling. Now, if they have live lube wrestling, I'm all over there. So any place that has lube wrestling, but of course, I think that Big Fatty said they don't do that anymore. So, bwah, bwah. Just when Miss West is about to roll into town, they probably stopped it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If they have live lube wrestling, I'm all over there.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1312 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of February 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. We may have breaking news. Big Fatty! Hello, Century 21ers. Big Fatty, what in the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, but before we do anything else, we got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
This just into the BFO unsubstantiated rumor desk. Word on the street is that has been sold.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this really is. I mean, Big Fatty has had breaking news before. But y'all, let me tell you, this is breaking news on a different level. Y'all, I just sat down to record the little show, and y'all, I got an e-letter. Got an e-letter from a friend of mine who said, I've just heard a rumor that has been sold. And I said, I don't know anything about it. I'll have to try to get in touch with Miss Porter, because you know, y'all, Miss Porter is a fountain of knowledge. Just a fountain of knowledge. Big Fatty, please. I have called Miss Porter, but there was no answer, so I am awaiting a call back. So y'all, that might come in during the little show recording or not. I just don't know, but I will keep you abreast. Be ready. That sounds vulgar. Of what's being said about all of that. So anyway, could be that. Has indeed been sold. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I don't know what that'll mean. But we will keep you informed, because I know there are many of you that it's like going to Mecca. It's like going to Mecca. It's going to you know, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, who I don't ever hear from anymore, because he can't post to the website. But anyway, and y'all, evidently that Kim Beaver is having problems again. Y'all, the dolphin browsers giving her a hard time again. But anyway, y'all, I just don't know. But y'all, I was speaking of Miss Beaver. Y'all, I was just over there at the lodge, and y'all, she has. I am always amazed by the quickness that Miss Beaver displays with finding photos. That are minutes old, y'all. Just minutes old, y'all. She's got a picture of the Gravitas. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Y'all, there's a picture of the Gravitas at a Boopa Soul party on Sunday night, y'all. And he is celebrating the announcement of him becoming the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. And y'all, if you don't have access to the lodge, just send an e-letter to Kim's bigfootybeaver@gmail.com, and y'all, she'll let you into the lot. Yes, Bigfooty! Y'all, you need to get over there and see that picture of the Gravitas. Yes! I did have one additional entry into the number one fan contest, and I'm just going to take a moment and read it to you. Y'all, it's from that Frequency, and it came in way after the deadline. In fact, it came in on Sunday, which was, 2 days too late. Big Fanny! And it says, I hope I'm not too late, but it would really be great to be your number one fan, so include me if you can. Big Fanny is such a poet, it's lovely. But I wrote him back and I said, wop, wop. You know, kind of like that Dr. Stone, y'all, even though he called himself Miss West at the beginning of today's little show. It's been a while since we've heard from Dr. Stone or Miss West or whatever you want to call him. I got to say, that was a very, very, very old clip that I played then. Y'all, I wanted to find one that mentioned in it, since I had the breaking news, and that's what came up. Anyway, it'd be lovely to hear from Dr. Stone every once in a while. Perhaps he could call into the BFO or go over to the Spot and Big Fatty. Speaking of Spot and Big Fatty, who was speaking of it other than you? Well, I was speaking of it. Y'all, I got a message from Spot and Crazy saying, oh, McCready, there have been several entries and I'm just behind on them. Please forgive me. So, y'all, when I was saying on yesterday's little show that I was disappointed, there were those who had tried to not disappoint Big Fatty. But most everybody did disappoint. Big Fanny, don't say things like that. No, that's not nice. Don't say things like that. Speaking of spotting Big Fanny, yes, Big Fanny. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have got several new submissions over there. Y'all, that Christina in the Kansas. Y'all, she spotted Big Fatty at the Last Supper. And it says, Big Fatty at the Last Supper when he realizes there's no more Bafrin. Big Fatty, you look like Judas sitting there. Did you eat all the bacon yourself? I probably did. Y'all, also, that crazy bacon. That Kathy Bacon, y'all, she has spotted some sheep droppings. Big Fanny, what is that? Y'all, I don't know what the hell that is. It's some sort of sheep droppings, but I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. Big Fanny, what do you expect? And y'all, Christina in the Kansas spotted another picture of Big Fatty. And y'all, Miss Bacon also sent me this in the e-letters, and it's a picture of Big Fatty wearing a shirt that says exercise, X-er-size, X-R-size, eggs or sides for bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Yeah, I guess y'all, the super fan voting is open over there at Spot and Big Fatty also. So y'all go on over there, and there's a little block over there. It says super fan, and y'all, all 56 people who entered the BFO number one fan contest, their names are posted over there, and you can vote for who you think will be the super fan. And y'all, the voting goes to this coming Sunday the 10th, so y'all get on over there. Big Freddy, I'm on my way right now, right after I run by Big Freddy! See, Big Fatty, I don't like it with that phone ring. I'm gonna go sit in the corner. It'll be fine. It's probably Miss Porter. It's probably Miss Porter calling me back. Yes, Big Fatty, it probably is. Hello. Miss Porter, I've just received a message saying that Patrick's Pub Online has been sold. Have you heard anything about this?
About what?
About Patrick's being sold.
No.
You hadn't heard anything?
No.
Okay, well, go on that Face Space or whatever it's called and see if you can find out some information. But I heard it was bought by someone who used to own one of the bars over in Augusta.
Oh.
So see what you can find out and let me know, okay?
All right, Granny.
How's your surgery healing?
It's there.
It's there, okay. How's Granny doing? Has he had any medical maladies?
No. He's good.
Okay. All right, Miss Porter. Well, I'll look forward to hearing more from you.
All right.
All right. Bye. Well, y'all, there it is. There it is. Miss Porter doesn't know jack shit. Be ready. Yeah, I see y'all. We have not had Memory Lane music. And forever, Big Fatty, I don't remember the last time you did it. Well, I don't either. So y'all listen and see if you remember this Memory Lane music, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, I'm sure most of you recognize that music as Goma Pyle, USMC. Y'all, it was an American situation comedy originally aired on CBS from September 25th, 1964 to May the 2th, 1969. A series was a spinoff of The Andy Griffith Show, and the pilot was aired as the finale of the fourth season of The Andy Griffith Show in 1964. The show ran for five seasons, a total of 150 episodes, and in 2006, CBS Home Entertainment released it as a DVD. The reason I chose this is because old Goma Pyle himself, Jim Nabors, was recently in the news, y'all. Let's just see here. He was just in the news. Last week, on January the 29th, the Hawaii News Now reported that he married his partner of 38 years, Stan called Cadwallader, at Seattle, Washington's Fairmont Olympic Hotel on the 15th of January, a month after the same-sex marriage became legal in Washington state. An urban legend maintains that Nabors married Rock Hudson in the 70s. In fact, the two were never more than just friends. Big Fatty. But Jim Nabors, he's like 80-something years old. He was born in 1930. Y'all, he's 83 years old and just all of a sudden decided he needed to get married. And that's our Memory Lane music for today. Big Fatty, it's so nice that you brought that back. Lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, speaking of bringing things back, y'all, we're going to read some more of these since I am hell-bent and determined we're going to get through these. Y'all, since the Super Bowl, the big game included a team from the San Francisco, so nice to name it twice. Y'all, I have got one here. Y'all, it's from Calvin and JR. Oh, dear Gussie, and there's a lovely picture of a man putting his, there's a puppet show. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Just thought I'd never heard of anyone sending you a puppet show card. Let me know if next time you'd like glitter. No, but old Sugar Bun's number one fan would probably like it. So, y'all, let's see what JR and Calvin from, you know, Howdy Do Pancakes, what they have to say. Y'all, let's look at Calvin's first. And he says, Big Fatty, open it up. Y'all, that's a lovely picture on that card. It's the Volga long form. Calvin lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. He has been listening in waves like nausea. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Do you know how to unsubscribe? No. When did you exit the birth canal? 32 years ago. How much bacon do you eat each month? Zero, unless you count the thrice-cooked vegan style at the Mission Chinese Food. No, that doesn't count. Big Freddy. What's your favorite BFO episode? The holiday special featuring Archer. What's your favorite BFO segment? Whenever the Tropical Skull music plays. That's the second Pineapple Princess. Calvin, I'd play it for you, but I couldn't find it on the computer. Big Freddy, what else is new? Other than bodily noises, what would you like to change on the BFO? Is there a hidden audio track? All I hear are bodily noises. Big Freddy, he's gotcha! Have you ever called the voice letter number? Y'all, he can't remember. Well, Calvin, just assume that you haven't and call anyway. Big Freddy, you tell him. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No! Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Well, I've watched, and he sent me a card of one. And describe the last time you shot your pants. Do puppet show understudy incidents count? Well, no, because you're not wearing pants generally if you're in a puppet show. Baby, please, let's look at JR. You know, they're probably walking around like that Georgian Atlanta, the Witta Calvin and the Witta JR. You know, they're walking around in their veils and everything. JR lives in the only time zone that matters, which he says is the West Coast. Big Freddy, he's confused. He's a listener. He's been listening to the BFO for 1.5 Kalpas. What? Okay, years. Big Freddy, I don't know what that means. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, but only from other shows. When did you exit the birth canal? 40 years ago, but moved back in. Oh, Big Freddy, that's vulgar. How much bacon do you eat each month? Only when at Muslim eating establishments, I bring my own. What is your favorite BFO segment? Any with me. Big Freddy. Episode. What segment do you like the best? Hearing the food? I don't know. Contained in the belch, described. Big Freddy. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? Live puppet show recordings. The sound of balls. What? Hitting the something in hi-fi. He has called the voice letter number. I'm not sure about that. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, visit the first surface of the sun. People in my coal mine live and work there. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Yes! And describe the last time you shut your pants. I often do when listening to the BFO. It just feels right. Big Freddy! It's lovely, I guess. So, anyway. Y'all, there's a new quiz program starting on Friday. It's called The Job, y'all. So you might want to put that in your VRC. Dr. Stone or Miss West or whatever we're calling you now, give us some things you'd like in a job at the Cracker Factory.
If they have live lube wrestling, I'm all over there.
Oh, lube wrestling and crackers? Oh.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.